Hello, welcome to another edition of Learn Filipino Podcast. Ako si Juan, at ngayon, tuturuan ko kayo ng Tagalog. Paumanhin sa lahat. Sorry, everyone. It's been a while since I made a podcast. I hope everyone is still checking the site. It's not dead yet, because I'm still planning to make more podcasts in the future. So, to start it off, I would like to teach you slang words that we commonly use in the Philippines. This will be a very fun and educational podcast for everyone. So, let's start. The first slang word is astig. Astig. Astig means hard. Yes, we actually got that word astig from the word tigas in Tagalog. Tigas in Tagalog is hard. Now, this means cool or great, depending on the context. So, an example of that is astig si Juan. Astig si Juan, which means Juan is cool. One is cool. Astig si Juan. Now, the second word is erpats. Erpats. You got that? Erpats? Erpats. This is actually an English word. Father. Erpats. Pater. Father. Yeah. This means father. So, an example is ako ang erpats mo. Ako ang erpats mo. Which means I am your father. Erpats. Father. Okay. The third slang word is ermats. Ermats. Now, ermats means mother. Another English word. Ermats, mother. Now, an example is siya ang ermats ko. I'm sorry. Let me say that again. Siya ang ermats ko. Which means she is my mother. She is my mother. Siya ang ermats ko. Yes. Okay, slang word number 4 is yosi. 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 Now, yosi means cigarillo. Cigarillo, which is cigarette. Yosi, cigarillo. Now, we basically just took the last syllable in cigarillo, and which is yo, and we just added the first syllable, which is C. Combine them together, you get yosi. Yeah, which becomes a slang word, yosi. Which is a cigarette, or cigarette. So, an example is may yosi ka ba? May yosi ka ba? This means, do you have a cigarette? Do you have a cigarette? May yosi ka ba? Yeah, that's what it means. Okay, the next one is dehins. 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 Now, this word is hindi, which is no or not. Dehins. Dehins. An example is dehins kita makita. Dehins kita makita. Dehins kita makita. Dehins kita makita. Which means, I can't see you. I can't see you. Like, literally, I can't see you. That's what it means. Dehins kita makita. I can't see you. Now, the next one is kitakits. Kitakits. This means to meet. or to meet. An example is kita kits tayo sa McDonald's. Kita kits tayo sa McDonald's. This translates to let's meet at McDonald's. Kita kits tayo sa McDonald's. With this phrase, kita kits tayo sa, can just put any place. Could be Starbucks or your house or any place. So if you want to say Starbucks, you can say kita kits tayo sa Starbucks. Let's meet at Starbucks. Next slang word is hebigats. Hebigats. This means heavy or rocking, like heavy in a rocking term. Like, yeah, that's heavy. It's hebigats, yeah. Hebigats is actually a play of words. We actually got that word hebigats from heavy. Heavy, like the English word heavy. And bigat, which is heavy in Tagalog. So, heavy and bigat. Hebigat. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So, an example sentence will be hebigats ang music na ito. Hebigats ang music na ito. Hebigats ang music na ito. Yeah, I put in music there, but whatever. Hebigats ang music na ito, which means this music is heavy or rocking. This music is rocking. This music is hebigats. Yeah. Okay. The next slang word is peksman. Peksman. Now, this means I swear. I swear. Peksman. Now, an example is peksman mahal kita. Peksman mahal kita. Peksman mahal kita. Which means I swear I love you. I swear I love you. Peksman mahal kita. Yes. The next slang word is toma. Toma. Toma means drink or alcohol. Toma. Yeah. Example is bigyan mo ako ng toma. Bigyan mo ako ng toma. This means give me a drink. Give me a drink. Bigyan mo ako ng toma. The next slang word is chong. Chong. This means man or bro or friend. Like, hey man. Like that. Like, anong balita, chong? Anong balita, chong? What's up, man? Anong balita, chong? Yeah, and another slang word, well, the last slang word, is another word for chong, which is pare. Pare. Pare, which also means man, bro, or friend. So, an example is, pare ko, meron akong problema. Hey, pare ko, meron akong problema. Pare ko, meron akong problema. 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 Yeah. Which translates to, hey, my friend, I have a problem. Yeah. Hey, man, I have a problem. That's what it means. Pare ko, meron akong problema. Now, that is it for podcast 16. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. To end this episode, I'm going to play a song from Grin Department. Now, this band is very infamous in wordplay that connotes sexual themes. And this song is one of them. I hope you enjoy listening to this particular song. The name of the song is Ocho Pa. Ocho Pa. Which means eight more. Ocho as in like the Spanish number, eight, ocho. And pa is like more. Yeah, it means more. So this is one. Paalam.
Lunes hanggang Sabado, puro na lang trabaho at pagsapit ng Linggo. Kailangan may negosyo, maganap na racket. At bakit? Para laging may laman ang aking wallet. Ang pangit ng laging nakasabit. Bitin sa hangin, ang bukas pag walang makain. Wag na akong tanungin kung may bigas pang isa sa aking sakit na isipin. Taas na nang bilihin, pilitin mong abutin. Kita mo, makakaraos din. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Nung una, inyo pa kayang naaalala? Sa hahiho, meron akong ibinibenta. Special offer dye, special offer dye. Shampoo dye, shampoo dye. May libre kayong toothpaste. At libre kayong toothbrush. May libre kayong toothpaste. May libre kayong toothbrush.
Sabi ko, kulang pa.
Tanong niya ay, magkano?
Magkano?